Have you ever found yourself explaining a topic you know a lot about? It's right up your alley. It's a topic that you're really passionate about and you have spent years mastering. You're an absolute expert and you have got a lot to share. But when you look around, all you can see is blank faces in front of you. Your audience isn't gripped and hanging on your every word. They're totally bewildered by them. And why does this happen? Today, I'm going to share with you three tips on how to communicate clearly with your audience so that they can take on board what you have to say, and hopefully, after hearing you, they'll be so impressed by your knowledge and so glad that they listened that they'll be putty in your hands. All right, turning folks into putty might not be your plan, but imagine if you could communicate so well that when you spoke, people understood you clearly and responded by taking action. Welcome to this week's Moonshine Moonshot podcast. I'm Sue Collins and I've been specialising in video production and filmmaking for many, many years. And I don't want to see boring, poorly crafted videos any more than you do. So to help combat the onslaught of rubbish content being served up on social, I'm sharing what I've learned about how to make great videos. The good news, it's not as hard as you might think. No one sets out to make boring content, but that is exactly what can happen when you don't have the skills or information to make it great. Sometimes just a few small pointers can take something dull and just make it shine online. Here's the thing. As a communicator of any description, be that a public speaker, content creator, or filmmaker, you can sometimes actually know too much about your topic, and you might have forgotten what it was like to be at the very beginning, the first step where everything was new. And that divide between experts and their audience is often enormous and usually crammed with industry jargon, complicated concepts, and way too much assumed knowledge. So when you're trying to make your message digestible for the average Joe, you need to explain things simply, show them why they should care, and give them a single call to action. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through how to walk in your audience's shoes, how to show your audience what is at stake, and why should you only give your audience one call to action. I think video is often one of the best ways to communicate with an audience because people can hear what you have to say, but they can also see who you are. So it's visually stimulating and it's persuasive. In fact, video is considered one of the most engaging methods of communicating, and I do see the irony that you're listening to a podcast, but I'm talking about communication and you can hear me. So that's the first step. Let's get into it. My first tip today is you need to walk in your audience's shoes. Not literally, that would actually be very tricky. But to communicate effectively, you need to ensure that the topic you're talking about matters to your audience. And that doesn't mean that it needs to matter to everyone. Your audience isn't going to be anybody with access to a smart device and the internet, but they will be a key group who can really get behind your cause. If you present your cause or topic or your message in a way that can be comprehended, you've got a really good shot at connecting with them. And the best place to start and figure this out is by working out who your audience are in the first place. While video can be an engaging and thought-provoking means of communicating, it can often fall flat because it hasn't been tailored for the right audience. So how do you work out who you should be talking to? It can be really difficult to know where to begin, and that's exactly why we have created a course to get you on your way. It's called Define Your Ideal Audience, and you can learn lots more about that over at www.moonshinecommunicationsacademy.com, and I'll also put the link in the show notes, because in the course you're going to learn how to figure out who your story or project is for, research techniques to help you understand what your ideal audience cares about, and how to research who your ideal audience actually is. And there's loads more in there. So, back to today's episode. Once you've gotten familiar with your audience, you need to craft a succinct, easy to understand message. Sure, your audience might care about your topic, but don't assume that you share the same level of expertise. You never want to weigh your audience down by expecting them to understand way too much technical jargon or terminology that is actually really specific to your industry. You can use industry-specific terms, but then help people out by defining those terms. Use analogies and language that's clear. Using simple everyday words isn't dumbing it down. It's actually making it easier for people to understand. So you're actually making your communications more accessible and therefore smarter. For example, this is a real experience. I produce impact films, and that might not mean much to people who are not familiar with what an impact film is. So to make it simpler, if I was communicating to someone, I might say, I produce impact films. They're documentaries that are designed to inspire an audience to get involved and take an action after they've watched my film, rather than watching it just for entertainment's sake. See, it's quite simple. I use the term impact film, so then I've educated my audience, and then I've also explained what I meant, so no one is guessing or feeling like they're not in the loop. It also means they don't have to grab out their phone and Google impact film to try and figure it out for themselves. So this is a question you should always ask yourself when you're trying to communicate an idea. Will my audience be able to understand what I'm trying to say and then take a meaningful action? This leads us into tip number two. Show your audience what is at stake. The take meaningful action bit that I was just mentioning leads us really nicely into this, because for your audience to take any action, meaning you need them to do something beyond viewing your video, you need to show them what could happen if they simply watch and walk away. What's at stake if nobody takes any action? By doing this, you're preventing that play and forget mentality, and it really all comes down to understanding who your audience is and tapping into what they care about. So when you're thinking about your message, what is at stake? What could happen if nothing changes? What are the outcomes if your audience do or don't take any action? Could lives, policies, institutions, or systems be changed for the better? What are you ultimately trying to achieve? And I know it sounds like a lot to comprehend, but you probably already know the answer to that last question of what are you trying to achieve? You have a topic you're passionate about, and now you want to inform others so you can all get behind and create a movement around your cause. But to do this, you need to put your audience, what they care about, at the center of your message, at the center of your story. You need to show them how important it is that they get involved and how they can make a difference. And then they will have a reason why they should join your movement. And that leads very nicely into tip number three. So tip number three, give your audience one call to action. If you want to get your audience fired up to take action, you need to give them something to do. And there could be many things that you want them to do. But to avoid overcomplicating, you need to give them just one thing. So what is the most important step your audience can do next? It might be watching one of your other videos. It could be signing a petition. It could be heading to a website. Maybe it's signing up to your newsletter or introducing their friends to your content. You might want your audience to do all of these things, and that's okay. But you can't ask them to do everything at once because they'll have no idea where to start. So think hard about the most important thing that can progress your issue and ask your audience to do that one thing. As soon as you ask people to do two things, they forget, they get confused, or it's too hard and they just skip over it. So remember, one thing, just one thing per video. And that's it. That's the three steps you need to take to keep top of mind and communicate clearly and effectively with video. Using video to share your message might sound daunting, and it absolutely does not need to be. I hope these tips have given you some confidence to roll camera on your next project. So let's run through them once more really quickly. To simplify your message and communicate with your audience effectively through video, you need to get familiar with your audience, know who you're talking to and what they care about. Number two, tell them what's at stake if they don't engage with your message. And three, let them know the single most important thing that they can do after watching your video. And just remember one thing, you only can ask people to do one thing at a time. So, think you're ready? So just go give it a go. Video is a really powerful messaging method and it can engage an audience and have real world impact. But if you need a little more advice before you get started, please don't hesitate to check out our YouTube channel, which is just Moonshine Agency on YouTube, and I'll put the links in the show notes, because we share all the ins and outs of video production, impact filmmaking, and that way you can always ensure you create videos that engage, educate, and inspire. So just head over there now and subscribe, and I'll definitely put the links in the show notes. I'm going to be back next week and I'm going to be talking about what makes a story impactful. So there we go. That word impactful. It's back again next week. So take care. Speak soon.